President Bush, like many members of his national security team, believed the Clinton administration's response to Osama bin Laden and international terrorism, especially since the embassy bombings in 1998, had been so weak as to be provocative, a virtual invitation to hit the United States again. The antiseptic notion of launching a cruise missile into some guy's, you know, tent really is a joke, Bush said later in an interview. I mean, people viewed that as the impotent America, a flaccid, you know, kind of technologically competent but not very tough country that was willing to launch a cruise missile out of a submarine, and that'd be it. I do believe there's an image of America out there that we are so materialistic, that we're almost hedonistic, that we don't have values, and that when struck, we wouldn't fight back. It was clear that bin Laden felt emboldened and didn't feel threatened by the United States. Until September 11th, however, Bush had not put that thinking into practice, nor had he pressed the issue of bin Laden. Though Rice and the others were developing a plan to eliminate al-Qaeda, no formal recommendations had ever been presented to the president. I know there was a plan in the works. I don't know how mature the plan was, Bush recalled. He said the idea that a plan was going to be on his desk September 10th was perhaps a convenient date. It would have been odd to come September the 10th because I was in Florida on September the 10th, so I don't think they would have been briefing me in Florida. He acknowledged that bin Laden was not his focus, or that of his national security team. There was a significant difference in my attitude after September 11th. I was not on point, but I knew he was a menace, and I knew he was a problem. I knew he was responsible, or we felt he was responsible, for the previous bombings that killed Americans. I was prepared to look at a plan that would be a thoughtful plan that would bring him to justice, and would have given the order to do that. I have no hesitancy about going after him, but I didn't feel that sense of urgency, and my blood was not nearly as boiling. At 8 a.m., September 12th, Tenet arrived at the Oval Office for the President's daily brief, the top-secret code word digest of the most important and sensitive intelligence. This briefing included a review of available intelligence tracing the attacks to bin Laden and his top associates in al-Qaeda. For Tenet, the evidence on bin Laden was conclusive, game, set, match. He then turned to the agency's capabilities on the ground in Afghanistan.